You know, Chris Rock has confirmed that for the second time he'll be hosting the Oscars.
Good.
You know, lots of people think it's a very easy job. So, of course, critics are always all over people who have done it before. But
yeah.
What do you think?
Well, you
what
did
do you think
it.
I've done it.
Yeah.
You did it four times, right?
Yeah.
Wow, so, amazing. Yeah.
I can't imagine. I think this would be the hardest thing in the world because you're in the room with the toughest audience ever. They're all industry people. They're all writers and the producers, directors. They've heard this material. They're the ones writing the jokes. It's like, how far do you go to push the humor or not? I just think it's the toughest crowd to please.
It's honestly my dream job, is to get up on stage in front of like Brad Pitt, Oprah, all of them, tell jokes, make them. It's like the bat mitzvah I never had. You know that. Like, I would be like, I'd have a bat mitzvah at the Oscars. Hosting the Oscars, to me, it doesn't get bigger than that.
Well, the main thing about the skill, in my opinion, which is why they asked you four times, is you're a movie actress and you're a stand-up. So they put that you're in the industry, so they immediately accept you as one of their own. Mm. And then you know how to do the MC job.
Well, that's why Billy Chris is so great. That's why Billy was so great. That's why
Steve Martin
was great.
Yeah.
You know, I think when you have
Robin,
great
didn't Robin do it?
I don't think Robin did.
I think he did, but we'll find
I don't know.
Out,
yeah. Well, who knows? So
What's
many
great about this, too,
it.
Is that Chris Rock, I feel like I haven't seen a stand-up special from him in a really long time, and he's maybe my favorite stand-up comedian. Never Scared, which was his special from 2004. Uh-huh, uh-huh. I have, like, a bootleg MP3 of it on my old-ass iPod that I use, and, like, I'll plug it in when I had a car. Rest in peace. I used to plug it into the car.
Did you just say rest in peace
for
the car?
For my Mercury Milan. Okay. Doesn't bring it up. Anyways, no, but I used to listen, like, driving, you know, the outlets, you know, my usual Saturday. I would listen to it, and weep laughing. There is really no one
funnier
than Chris.
He's the best.
He's the greatest. Yeah. So it'll be fun to watch. So do.